Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Daniel chapter 12, we learned that those who were sleeping in the dust, in Daniel 12:2, are tribulational saints. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
That takes us into chapter 12 and verse 2 here of Daniel. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, verse 2 is following, at that time thy people shall be delivered, in verse 1. What time? Well, Christ's return is when they are delivered, which Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, describes for us in part. Now, we won't read that passage at this time, and that's a good one for you to read on your own, where Jesus Christ comes at the end of the tribulation with his saints to take vengeance on those here on the earth, the Antichrist and his troops. Now, who is described as sleeping in the dust in this verse, in Daniel chapter 12, 2, where it says, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Who are they? Now, remember, the context is the tribulation. It's not the Old Testament time. It's not the church age. That's why, four times in verse 1, the word time is used in referring to the tribulation period. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, we read this. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, this shows tribulational saints who were martyred for the cause of Christ, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Christ. Now, remember, you've got to keep it in mind, the context there in Revelation 20, as well as in our text here in Daniel 12, is speaking of the tribulation period. Therefore, sleeping in the dust refers to tribulational saints, those that die during the tribulation. Now, some teach, and some very good fundamental men teach, only those saved since Pentecost are raptured. And they all tell you that the Old Testament saint is not raptured until the end of the tribulation. They say, well, they're on earth. We, the New Testament saint, we're in heaven. We're in New Jerusalem. But we need to understand whom God calls his elect. In Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 4, we see him calling the Jew his elect, for Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect. I have even called thee by thy name, I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. So he says, hey, I know them by name. But then there's Colossians 3, verses 11 and 12, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, nor free. But Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Well, these are verses that talk to the Christian now, the Gentile, the saved, but he called us there in Colossians 3:12, elect of God. Now, in the New Jerusalem, in Revelation chapter 21, verses 12 through 14, we see something very interesting. It says, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, did you see what I saw in that passage? The New Jerusalem has 12 gates. And what is written on those 12 gates? Names of the 12 tribes of Israel on New Jerusalem. But then the foundations have the name of the apostles for the church age. So we see that the New Jerusalem is built in the matter for Jews and Gentiles who are his elect, those who have received him. Now notice the declaration of Jesus himself in John chapter 10 and verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now when he said not of this fold, to what was he referring? Well, this fold is Israel. He said, other sheep, in other words, sheep that are not of Israel, I have. And I'm going to bring them in. And there's going to be one fold and one shepherd. You know, it's interesting, many people believe that the church is the bride of Christ and Israel is something else. And so the Old Testament Jew lives on earth, the bride of Christ lives in heaven. But then you ask, where is Jesus ruling in the millennium? They'll say, on earth. Now, how is the wife in heaven and he's on earth with the other lady? And the Bible in the Old Testament calls Israel his wife. Now, God doesn't have two wives. He has one fold. And so he brings them together. Now, notice, Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, gives exactly every word the Holy Spirit wants to give him in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 20. Now, this is a longer portion, but please listen as I read. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in the time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, that is the Jew. The uncircumcision is the Gentile. So the circumcision in the flesh made by hands is the Jew. Then Ephesians 2:12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one. Who are the both? Jews and Gentiles. And how are they made? One. And hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. That is the Jew. The Gentile was afar off. The Jew was nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. Who are the saints that we're fellow citizens with? Well, that'd be the Old Testament saints. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles, New Testament, and prophets, Old Testament, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, many times people pretend to place the New Testament saint above the Old Testament saint. Be careful of doctrine that exalts one group of God's people over another group of God's people in honor. We're not better than Jews because we are Gentiles and we live in this age. God's goal is to make us one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we need not to lose sight of that. Now, that passage, he said, again, verse 14, both one. Verse 15, make one new man. Verse 16, both unto God in one body. Verse 18, both have access. Verse 19, fellow citizens with the saints. And then we read in Hebrews 11, verse 40. Now, understand, Hebrews chapter 11 looks back at all these Old Testament saints. Some have referred to this as the Hall of Faith. And after going through all these Old Testament saints, notice what it says in Hebrews 11, 40. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. In other words, they, without us, don't have the resurrection, and we without them don't have the resurrection. We don't have the future. We don't have the special eternity. We are made one. One together in Christ Jesus. We're incomplete without each other. So the eye cannot say, because I'm not the ear, I'm not of the body. Neither can the ear say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15 through 18 is also interesting in this context. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Well, now he's talking about the Lord's Supper. And so in that talk, he says, for we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread, or that one body. And then he says, behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.